A grim number. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Johns Hopkins University says 900,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, greater than the population of Indianapolis, Charlotte, North Carolina, or San Francisco. In a statement, President Biden said, in part, each soul is irreplaceable. We pray for the loved ones they have left behind, and together we keep every family enduring this pain in our hearts. As a circuit court judge in Arlington, Virginia, rules against Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order overturning a statewide school mask mandate in favor of a lawsuit brought by local school boards.
At issue was this: who has the final say over whether students have to wear masks in schools to protect against COVID-19? Seven school boards from across the state filed suit last month seeking to block the governor's order. It took effect on January 24th, the suit filed the same day. It was one of several lawsuits in Virginia related to masking and the order. One is due to go before the state Supreme Court.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Youngkin's office saying, in part, the governor will never stop fighting for parents' ability to choose what is best for their children. The Pentagon says the attack at the Kabul airport last August during American evacuation of Afghanistan was carried out by a suicide bomber. CENTCOM Commander General Frank McKenzie says initial reports led officials to believe multiple people were involved.
We now know that the explosively fired ball bearings caused wounds that look like gunshots. And when combined with a small number of warning shots, that led many to assume that a complex attack had occurred.
The attack killed 13 U.S. service members. President Biden saying America is making a strong recovery as the Labor Department announced 467,000 jobs were added last month, though admitting inflation is still an issue.
Average people are getting clobbered by the cost of everything today.
President saying his administration is working to bring prices down. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
By a vote of 222 to 210, a bill that would boost the production of computer chips in the U.S. has passed the House.
So just think of what this is going to mean to the automotive industry when we have domestic made-in-America chips readily available and not be at the mercy of other countries.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will ensure that America is preeminent in manufacturing, innovation, and economic strength and can outcompete any nation, though Republicans argue the bill is toothless and falls short of what's needed to hold China accountable for a range of actions. Nearly 60,000 people in Minnesota have spoken in the state's 2022 Name a Snowplow contest.
One winner for each of the eight districts statewide, leading the way, Betty Whiteout, with 40,024 votes. The plow with her name will clear the roads in District 8. Coming in second, Control Salt Delete, with just over 21,000 votes. The Big Leplowski, Plowsaurus Rex, Scoop Dog, Blizzard of Oz, No More Mr. Ice Guy, Edward Blizzard Hands round out the other six. The DOT asked people in December to submit fun names and received more than 22,000 suggestions and narrowed it down to 50 finalists. The winners joined the crew from last year that included...
No, I am your father.
Darth Blader, CJ Papa, Fox News.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth will mark 70 years on the throne Sunday, a reign that's unprecedented and that's seen as a sign of stability as the UK navigated through uncertain times. The Queen, now 95, has witnessed the end of the British Empire, the rise of multiculturalism, and more recently, Brexit and the COVID pandemic, Royal watchers say Sunday is likely to be bittersweet for the Queen, marking not just her long reign, but the death of her father, King George VI. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.